Alright, hey, what's up, gamers? Welcome back to the TransitCast. We're back. Destin's not here this week, so that means two things. One, we're doing fanfiction again. Isn't that exciting? And two, different outro theme. Hooray! Because I know you all missed that last time. So we got a lot of news this week, though. So we're going to cover a little bit of news. It's very much about Blackout this week. Also, no clicky keys this week, because I got myself a laptop. So we're going to do, you know, I can not click, there's a clicky mouse obviously, but I got myself a Mac, so I'm sort of learning how to use it still. It's really daunting. So we got, okay, so first things first, we got some new images from Game Informer. Our good friend over at Game Informer have given us some new Blackout images. So we got about seven here. The first one is of a farm. Very standard. Bogstown Farm. Is it the farm from Black Ops 2? Whoa. Leave your answers in the comments below. Then we got a shot of some characters running towards the running towards Cargo from Black Ops 2. We've got Takio there. And a couple of the characters who I can't seem to make out. I think that's Battery at the front. And there is a supply drop falling from the sky. There, like a care package. Next we've got a shot of Turbine. Fan favourite. Next we've got a shot of the helicopters and characters shooting each other in the previously discussed farm. Then we've got another shot of a helicopter flying and someone shooting out of it. And we've got another shot of Turbine. And then we've got a shot of what appears to be the maze from Buried, which is the big one that set the zombies community on fire. Everyone was like, "Whoa, hang on a minute, this is in the map." So very cool new images. I think we should see them in the Black Ops beta soon. That's the first one. Next, we've got the fact that Nuketown, in Nuketown Island, because it is confirmed to be an island, is going to have a little counter that shows how many players are left on the island. So you know the counter in zombies and multiplayer that tells you the population of the city. That's going to be the amount of people left on the map. And then finally, we have the Blackout map has been revealed. So we were given a bunch of teaser images. A bunch of like YouTube personalities were sent them, and we've pieced them all together. The gremlins on Twitter have pieced them together, and we have a full map now. So we have a lot of different named locations, or locations that have been, you know, given a name. So we've got Nuketown Island, obviously, which is off to the left, and seems to be two bridges to it, but you can get to it by water as well, because we have kind of confirmation of boats going to be in the game. We've got Cargo Docks, which is obviously going to be Cargo. You've got the Fracking Tower. We've got Turbine. We've got a Factory. We've got Asylum, which is going to be Verrucked. We've got River Town. We've got a Firing Range, classic. We've got Array. I believe the Transit Diner is next to Array as well. We've got Estates. We've got Train Station. Construction Sites. And we've got Hydro Dam. Hydro Dam's Hydro from Black Ops 2. I'm not sure I've recognised all of these, just because this is a first look at them. So, I'm sure when I see them, I will recognise what they are. But very cool, we've had the whole map now, so you can plan where you're going to drop and things. So I think the central points are Asylum. Not Asylum? Firing Range. I think Firing Range is going to be popular. Nuketown's going to be very popular as well. I think that those are my predictions for the two popular ones. So then, our good friends over at Game Informer again did a lovely review with David Vonderhaar. They asked 195 questions to him in a quickfire Q&A video, and these are going to be the main points. So, Blackout has 80 players, internal testing of up to 115, testing split screen, it's not a simulation, it might take place in North Carolina. Treyarch is not ruling out adding characters from other Call of Duty games, but their current plans only include Treyarch-based characters. So we could see some characters from Exo Zombies, but we don't know. Blackout will have limited time events to use and lock certain content. Vonderhaus says content may not be characters, so weapon skins maybe, calling cards, who knows. There are a few types of armor. There are no plans for cosmetic-based loot in matches. Similar to PUBG where you get a shirt, right? Weapons do not have a rarity variation in Blackout. Vaughn states in the interview that it makes the rest of the game confusing. Missions for characters and mission progression unlocks new content. Players can trade items between players, presumably within squads. Dead players will drop their stashes, which you can loot. If you pick up a weapon that's quest-related, you can take over the quest. Zombies spawn at least 4 locations, specific zombie-based locations. Vaughn said, look for the ray of light. It's possible the circle can close in on a pack of zombies. Circle will be randomly directed in games. They don't want it out, closing outside the map or in water places too often. Blackout indirectly affects other game modes. Which is, well, that's quite interesting. Helicopters spawn at helipad or other similar locations. You can pack up to 10 to 20 loot items on the cargo vehicle, but if you try to go over the limit, the loot will just drop off. Which we've had cargo drugs confirmed as a point. Players are allowed to hold 2 primary weapons. Backup features a victory quote when you win, but specifics have not been revealed. Zombies are the only AI. There's no third person. It's all first person. The point of the beta is to ensure game tuning, item tuning, progression all on track to the numbers. He won't comment on Blackout going standalone, saying he makes the shoe and not the business decisions. Game Informer asks you if you can camp in a tub. Vaughn says that won't work and you won't win like that. Players can find Ruin's grappling hook and use it. Any character can use the hook, you don't have to be Ruin. It's an icon above your character. There's full damage. You can honk the horns on vehicles. There's no other weather other than the daylight setting. He said that you have to be able to see. Very true. Firing range and Nuketown Island were mentioned. Nuketown Island has mannequins. Little Bird is a small helicopter. Blackout will have emotes. Treyarch wants it in at launch. There's a melee weapon in Blackout that has to do with zombies. So we're talking about zombie melee weapons. We're talking Takeo's Katana. We're talking the sword from Shadows of Evil, maybe. The gauntlet from Gauntlet of Siegfried from Grokrovi. It could be any of them. Who knows? That's about zombies lore. Vaughn says Nova Gas symbology circle outside. So Nova Gas, maybe. Raven Software are working with Treyarch and Black Ops 4. Vonderhaus says he enjoys Sledgehammer Games' take on Prop Hunt, says it might come to Black Ops 4 multiplayer. There is no headquarters social space in Black Ops 4. There's 5 vehicles in Blackout, with which we've had 4 confirmed so far, I think. Vonderhaus wanted wingsuit during introduction to Black Ops 4, but opted for parachuting. No voice line dialogue between characters in Black Ops 4. Assume that's for the... Maybe, you know, when you start up a game with Black Ops 3 and the characters, like, do some banter with each other. At least 1 Mason in Blackout. There is no cross-platform play. 20 characters to choose from Blackout launch, possibly 22. All 20 characters should be in the beta. So we're going to hopefully get access to 20 whole characters. Maybe some zombies characters might be in there. There is some introduction to characters, but compact slash small. There could be relationships between specialists. Difficult to run at 60 FPS Blackout size, but 60 FPS is a consistent target and can be hit. Ooh. Vonderhaus says they will not lock FPS. Says no way for 30 FPS lock. Game Informer mentioned the Black Ops 4 Blackout even runs at 60 FPS on PS4 pretty well. Okay, fair enough. The circle may not be made of Nova Gas, but may be made of Nova Gas. Sorry. Vonderhaus says being caught outside is bad news. And Free Run is not in Blackout, but there are references to it. So that's interesting to see what that is. So next we've got a bit more Blackout news. Killed zombies in Blackout and they'll drop a zombie supply stash. So zombies are only in certain areas of the map and they'll drop powerful and rare guns, including the Zweihandler gun, the ray gun, and monkey bombs. I really want to get my hands on a ray gun. I think that'd be sick. And it would just decimate him. Ray gun in multiplayer, remember those videos? Okay, next. We got some numbers for Blackout. So we've got 3 tiers of health and armor, 8 primary ammunition types, 12 equipment items, 17 consumable perks, which we'll get onto in a minute, 17 weapon attachments, 24 different weapons, and 125 items in total. So that's quite interesting. So those are the kind of numbers we've got. It says these numbers could change before the game launches. Okay, so mount the 20 carriages. So we know there's going to be Frank Woods, Reznov, Menendez, and Mason. Dark Souls 4 specialist characters available and a new zombies cast. However, you can do missions in Blackout to unlock characters. For example, to unlock Battery, you have to find Battery's war machine, get kills with it, and then finish among the top 15 players. Each character has their own set of challenges and set of missions. So it's an interesting way to unlock characters, rather than straight up buying them. So I like that. Next one, we've got player health starts at 150, and there's numerous ways to heal. So there's basic bandages, trauma kits, and king-sized med kits. Unlike Fortnite, basic bandages can take you to full health. So we've got that. And last of all, we've got, here's some of the perks available in Black Ops 4 Blackout. So these are the perks you can get. So these are like consumable perks. So you'll find a perk on the map and you'll take it and it will work for a little while. They've said only lasts for a set duration and it varies for the perks. So these are the perks we've got. Paranoia gives you an audio alert when you're targeted by an enemy. Skulker makes you move faster when crouched and prone. Stimulant increases your max health by 100 points. Outlander reduces damage from the circle and increases speed while taking damage from the circle, which is quite good if you're on the outside of the map and the circle's quickly catching up with you. Looter reveals nearby stashes and items. Iron Lungs holds your breath longer while shooting sniper rifles or diving underwater. And Consumer reduces time it takes to use items, heal or revive teammates by 20%. That's quite good for the healing one, I think. So those are the blackout news we've got, really. We've got a new event live for Call of Duty World War 2. So we've got the Covert Storm event. So if you're into World War 2 still, you can get that. There's some new guns, which I'm sure will be added to zombies. We've got the VMG 1927 and the Proto X1. I actually don't know what these guns are because I haven't watched the trailer. New guns. They're going to appear in zombies at some point. And all excitement. So now we've been through that, it's now time for our fanfiction. Because, you know, as we do, we like to read fanfictions when Destin's not here. So, this one is a weird one. I was scrolling through fanfiction, I found this one. I've never read it before, and I feel like now is the time to read it, because it sounds like a funny one. This might be the worst one that I've seen in a while. So this one is called Call of Duty Anime Zombies. So it's lollies versus zombies, basically. It's imagine if all four of the main characters and zombies were lollies, and that's this fan fiction. So I'm going to read the description, and we're going to read the fanfiction. There's three chapters, and it's not too long. It's only 2,500 words, so we should get through it. Four girls with seemingly no connections... I spelled wrong. ...to each other. You know it's good when they spell a word wrong in the first six words. You know it's going to be a gem. To each other must team up and face zombies, tyrannical vil, and cope with their male counterparts as the Call of Duty zombie storyline gets an anime twist. Whoa! Expect the unexpected as they fight. Rated T for language, zombie bashing, and breaking of the fourth wall. You have been warned. Please read and review. So without further ado, we're going to read and review. Chapter 1, Swampy Introductions. A fog-filled morning dawned on the putrid Chinese swamp where the abandoned Japanese base Shinonuma, or Swamp of Death, laid. Is it a Chinese swamp? Because I know there was like imperialist Japanese stuff in China. I'm actually going to Google that. Shinonuma. That's an interesting... in Japanese territory. Okay. Because I know there was like Japanese imperialist sort of forces in China. So they could have done it, but it's Japanese. Okay. So it's not a Chinese swamp, it's a Japanese swamp. There you go. Okay. Everything in the compound was empty, and a deathly silence ruled this day in the year of 1945, but it's about to be shattered. In the wreck that was the hub of the entire base, a small ball of electrified energy started to form, started to grow larger until it exploded, dumping four bodies on the floor. All girls around 16 years and from different parts of the world. This actually makes more sense than Origins, funnily enough. Because I've always wondered in Origins why... Okay, I'm going to get historical here, but the four characters that meet in Origins. We've got an American. We've got a German. Fair enough. We've got a Russian. And we've got a Japanese soldier, right? America and Russia were not in World War One at the same time. Russia pulled out. America joined. And secondly, the Japanese didn't fight on the Western Front. They didn't fight in the in France. They fought, I think, in between Africa and Asia, I think. They took some islands off the coast of Japan. So technically, this makes more sense than Origins. There you go. So you know, Origins is the worst story ever written. Anyway, the First Awake wore a variation of the SS medical uniform with a band on her right arm, shows you a pure-blooded Nazi. At first thought, by a dark blue, almost navy eye, showed a tormented mind, the edge of insanity. She's a... Aryan. She pinched the top of her nose as her headache subsided. Nine. Who thought teleporting would be so nauseating? Did they just throw nine in there to make her sound German? Because that's not a... That's not a thing that... People say, people don't go, no. Whatever. Anyway. She bushed her suit and flattened her frizzed blonde hair. She is Aryan, okay. She observed three sleeping teens, all intact and still alive. Wunderbar. This caused them to wake from peaceful slumber. The second to awake was a Soviet and the smelt of strong vodka. Underage drinking. This is not appropriate for children. You're putting wrong thoughts into their mind. It's their mind. I feel empty. Shit, I am empty. Where's my vodka and who are you? The Russian yelled as she pointed, or tried to, as she was in a state of drunkenness with a German who wafted the poisonous stench of the drunkard's alcoholic breath. This is like Italia. For those of you who don't know, Italia, Axis Powers. It's a anime about... different characters who are actually different countries in the world. So you got like Russia and whatever. It's weird. Anyway, this is Italia Zombies Edition. Dr. Erika Richtofen to you, Nikita Belinsky. Yuck, this place is like third boyfriend's toilet. They did the third wife thing. I like that. The next girl awoke muttering. "I, a most dishonourable position to be in," she said in an oriental voice. "I don't know who she is and I hate her already." "The feeling mutual," replied the Japanese soldier. Before the two newly formed rivals could fight, the final girl awoke. She staggered, clenching her stomach. "Oh, I think I'm going to puke. Hoorah." They're just throwing words in, really. And she empties her guts on the doctor's shoes, and then she punched Erica's face very hard. "Take that, you filthy crite." The Germans simply shook the blow off. The Japanese step in to stop the senseless fighting. "We mustn't let our origins lead us to dishonour. A proper introduction must be performed. I will start first. I am Tsubasa Maski." All the other ones are like actual... Hang on. Oh, okay. I was going to say Masaki. But Masky in this. So you say the other ones are actually based off the names, whatever. Masaki, and I say Masaki because of what it is. "Soldier of the Imperial Army of Japan," she bowed in a sign of honour. "Now you, American," the Marine straightened up. Talon Dempsey of the USA Marines, and this crite is? "Nine, I am not a crite, I am Dr. Erika Richtofen." "Well, I am Nikita Belinsky of the Red Army, and I don't know where we are." I assume this is World War II. The three soldiers and a single doctor looked around the area. Barricades in And all forms littered, and all the windows were boarded up with wood to keep something out, but what? A demonic voice laughed, snapping the four out of their thoughts as it said, round one. It's round one, it appears. As Colt pistols materialised in their hands, and what on the walls were outlines of two weapons, an Arisaka bolt-action rifle, and M1 carbine semi-automatic rifle appeared. What is happening? Cried Tsubasa as she moved, looked around the drawings, suddenly a groan, then called, then another, turned to a whole chorus of moaning and grunting. Erika looked out a window and saw a group of people slowly moving towards the base. No, not people, as they had golden eyes that glowed like light bulbs, and their shuffling was unnatural. They were zombies. Erika looked at a newly formed group with a white face white with fear. Time to put those weapons to good use. It looks like Tsubasa's dead allies are out of their graves. Author's note. This is a short chapter, but it makes it easy to step for the carnage of fourth wall breaking of Dempsey. Unlike visit from the legends, don't know what that is, this came almost instantly with only names, which I thank DBay666 from DA, DeviantArt, for the names and inspiration for this story. Thank you, DBay, whatever your name was. Chapter 2, first four rounds. High round strat. We're going high rounds, boys. Get back in your grave, freak sack. Dempsey yelled. She stabbed a zombie, killing it instantly, while Nikita aimed at Arisaka rifle and scored a headshot. Find the Arisaka. Round one, what's wrong with you? I shot off... You meant to shoot him and knife him. Come on. I shot off your head, but you already knew that. As a zombie came in through an open window and walked to the unaware Russian, before it could taste flesh, Erika charged towards the undead minion and blew its head off with her carbine. Side effects include death. Oh, hi, Nikita. Crazy German, Nikita mumbled, doing the cuckoo sign. I don't know what that is. I have an image in my head of what it is, but it's probably not what it is. As Erika's back was turned, meanwhile, Tsubasa was surrounded and needed to reload. Death before dishonor, she roared as the horde swarmed her, downing her in two heavy bursts. Down on round one! Round one! You suck. Oh my god. Well, the zombies' victory was short-lived. A grenade bounced towards them, blowing them apart, and out of the smoke came Dempsey. Ha ha, boom, boom, shake the room. Can we stop reading this now, actually? She marked and expected the damage. Whoa, I just saved everyone's knees. I'm a hero. She then revived the samurai. Don't give up on me like that. On me, Sue. It's not a samurai. It's not... You know what? I'm just going to leave it, okay? This is riddled with inaccuracies. I'm just going to leave it, okay? I'm not even going to... You're an honourable help, Tsubasa thanked. Am I the only one? I'm all out here. Erika whinged. Round bullet was both guns. She panicked and the zombie cornered her. Its head exploded into confetti. Leave her alone, you rotten hell pig. Nicta. It's Nicta now. Yelled. Dempsey looked onwards and began to rant. Hey, writer, this isn't Halo. Don't you know? We don't have the birthday headshot markers in the end. That, please. Thank you. The others cringed at the Americans' destruction of the fourth wall. Whoa, edgy. It's like Deadpool. Why? I feel like they just threw that in to try and be like, oh, edgy, breaking the fourth wall. Come on, stop. In the zombie's place was what looked like a glowing ammo box. Talon run into it and the box vanished as a demon voice called Max Ammo. And the slaves looked at their bandoliers and found more clips that appeared for all their weapons. Seeing this, Tsubasa cheered. The odds have turned in our favour. Soon the waves had stopped momentarily. Erika led the team toward the barricades. She turned to Nikita. Can you open this? You have the most points. I love the way it's like, oh, we're fighting as zombies, but it's just like as if they're playing the game. Points, I thought we were trying to stay alive. She opened the stairs and the four walked into the lower levels. How about we split and see what we can find? Dempsey said. The three agreed. So we're about to explore the west base. Dempsey took the east route and Erika went to the north side, leaving Nikita inside. The Soviet looked around and she found a box that looked out of place. There are two question marks that glowed since she looked at the price to use it and decided to have a go. The box cycled using a round of weapons of various sizes until it stopped on something the vodka team drinking team recognised. A PPH-62 submachine gun. Isn't it 61? I want to see what 62 is. It's PPSH-41, sorry. Is 62 a real PPSH? I don't think it is. It's not. It's not a real gun. Okay. I didn't want to use copyright material. Ah, same weapon used to kill second boyfriend. It was an accident. He talked too much. She had to get the others to see this. Hey, guys. Oh, it's Hayes shouting. Hey, guys. Massive legend here. Meanwhile, this was happening. Dempsey and Tsubasa found each other as they explored the swamp landscape. The Japanese found a switch with a severed arm on it. Ignoring the limb, Tsubasa gave the lever a tug. A flash of electricity showed the power had been restored to the once-dead base. Something else attacked the American. It was a double-edged, motorized, spiked-coated ramp. Oh, God. Oh, attached. Attached or attack? I don't even know. A sign nearby labelled the monstrosity the Flogger, and they heard Nikita calling and went to see what the drunk Russian wanted. Oh, no. Oh, no, okay. Erica opened the doctor's quarters and grabbed a piece of paper, but before she left, a cola vending machine with the name Double Tap Root Beer appeared from nowhere and played its theme tune. I've written out the theme tune. Do I have to sing it? Do I have to do the... Maybe I should just play the song instead. I'll read it. I'll do what we did with the one. I'll read it in a cowboy accent, though. If that makes it any better. Cowboys can't shoot slow. That's terrible. That's bad. You know what? We'll leave it. We'll leave it. You know the root beer song. Erica snorted. That song was very annoying in her eyes, but she bought a bottle anyway as she was thirsty. That cowboy wasn't amusing, she told herself as she ran to see what Nikita, I keep messing up Nikita, was yelling about. When the Japanese, the American, the German came to the Russian's location and the mysterious box. Go ahead, you might get some good weapons, mate, Nikita explained. If they're just giving up on Nikita, you know, it's just Nikita now. The MC went first and ended up with a Browning 1919 heavy machine gun. Hoorah! Thank you, Super Halo Geek. That's the name of the author, by the way. Shout out to Super Halo Geek for making this fan fiction. Tsubasa simply sweat dropped at the fourth wall breaking. On the second go, the Marine pulled out a 1918 trench gun. As he says, I love you quite like a shotgun. The Japanese took a first gun and pulled out a Sight 100 submachine gun. They're just pulling out all the weapons that relate to their country. My ancestors blessed me with this gift. Second was what looked like a toy ray gun. Is it a toy? She fired a crawler. The one the other ones have forgotten about. A green ball of energy hit the legless zombie, killing it instantly in a single shot. Tsubasa's grin turned into a full smile. Small weapon, very dangerous, just like me. Lolly. It's just zombie lollies. That's the entire thing. My turn, Erica screamed as she went to the box. She ended with an MG42. Aha, so much lead for the dead. Wow, that rhymed. Then a strange gun had a Tesla coil for a bound, 3 vacuum plugs at the end on the side. Aha, wunderbar, wunderwaffen, wunderbar. She found a slow zombie that's left out the massacre. The bolt of electricity shocked the life out of the fiend. I feel like Dempsey's got a bit shafted here, because she has got the shotgun, the trench gun, and a Browning, and everyone else has got, like, wonder weapons or the PPSH. Me next, Nikita cried. She assumed the three get very good weapons, and it was her turn to get a good gun, cool gun. You got the PPSH. It's like the best gun. The box did its cycle. Instead of a gun, the Russian ended up with a tattered teddy bear. The demonic voice laughed at like a child at Nikita while it. As the bear rose into the air. In Russia, I kill bears twice your size. The laughter turned demonic and said, bye bye. Dogs, fetch me their souls. The air turned even more foggy. Storm clouds blocked the sky. Dogs, when I find your master, I'm kicking his ass. So, as per usual, I'm pretty sure there's no end to this. Yeah, there's no end to the story. As per usual, we never read one that has an end, because I think I don't know if it's like Call of Duty Zombies fans have no commitment. So they just don't finish fan fictions. But there you go. This was written in 2012, so... hang on. Warning, light Yuri. Yeah, we're getting weird. Oh, no. No. No.
I thought we were safe on this one. Damn it. It's just like... Oh. Okay. Well, whatever. And strong language. Ooh. Ooh, guys. Strong language. There's, Okay, you know what? Whatever. The dogs hunger for the flesh of us, Tsubasa cried as she pointed to the creatures, dogs that had fire coming out of their backs and dark red eyes, not to mention an unearthly bark as the hellhounds attacked, only to meet a hail of lead killing some and exploding others into soldiering chunks of devil meat. Sorry, smell hound. Ha ha ha. It was time to put you down, roared Dempsey, but more demon canine dropped down in random lightning bolts from the storm. A trio of them ambushed the marine down here in a tag team. Hey, SHG, stop watching anime and get me up now. He said, he can't do it, he's not playing. Tsubasa wonders why you must break the fourth wall so much. Just the way I roll. Anyway, thanks, the samurai showed a face of concern. Just don't let your guard down. Yeah, I don't want to waste valuable drinking time picking you two off the ground. Zombies might steal my vodka, sneered Nikita. It's back to Nikita again. Nikita Khrushchev. Isn't Nikita like a man's name, though? Because, it's a given name. Yeah, it's a masculine, it's a man's name. By the way, so nice. Shout out to something 666 for that one. More dogs bet their maker a serious fought to hold the event until the last one fell and dropped the max ammo power-up, which was picked up without a hint of hesitation. The wave stopped as soon as night fell in the darkness. A fire burned the swamp breeze. We talk about how, like, every single one of them has gone down and is round five. Come on. Get good. We have light, Erica announced while the rest huddled in front to soak up the heat. What happened to killing zombies? Wow, so exhausting. I wish I was back home in Russia, in the warm. Said Nikita. Isn't that colder? Asked the German, but the Russian just shrugged her shoulders. Meanwhile, Dempsey and Tsubasa sat opposite the fire, watching the wisps float in the air. Man, that was hectic. Hey, Sue, the samurai looked up. Thanks for watching back there, when you were awesome. The feeling for her was much more than respect, but Dempsey pushed the thought behind the courage until the courage to speak the truth came. Ooh, shipping, I ship him. Meanwhile, Erica growled. As she reviewed the damage caused by the storm as the smoke rose from the swamp. What better ship? Richtofen and... No, not Richtofen. Dempsey and Takio. Or Maki and Nico. Wow. Get your answers in the comments below. Here's off on Twitter, at TransitCast. Who's the better ship? Dempsey and Takio or Maki and Nico? Hit me up. This is the worst one. Okay, this is a bit of a meme. Anyway, 9. We are going nowhere without the DG working. Blasted dogs shouted out stupid voice, shorted out stupid voice, and their stinking hellhounds. What does German mean? Erica was unaware of Nikita listening to her ranting. Nothing at all. Just ranting. You carry on drinking your vodka. Richtofen. This made the German dogs stare into the most frightful eyes I've ever seen. With power, anger, intelligence. I'm maybe drunk, but I not stupid. What is the DG? Under the stare of the Russian, Erica broke. That was quick. It's a teleporter. The storm fried it very badly. Use you wonder weapon thingy. That might work. That's it. Thank you, Russian. Erica gave Nikita a light kiss. Oh. That's a shit bait. Nikolai and Richtofen. Whoa. What's better? Takio or Dempsey? Nikolai or Richtofen? Or Maki and Nico? Send me your answers on Twitter. At TransitCast. What's the better ship? Come on. I want to hear it. I want all of you guys get involved. Because none of our fans get involved. No one tweets me. Right, you all just sort of sit there. Like, someone tweet me, please. Honestly, I need to know you guys are listening. So, right, I want you to tell me right now. All right, everyone who's listening right now, go on Twitter at TransitCast or at SevMerc. Right, tweet me which is the better ship right now. Okay,
Richtofen, your choices are Richtofen and Nikolai, Dempsey and Takeo, or Maki and Nico, right? The last one, 90% of people won't get. But you got to tweet me right now, okay? And I'll do it, and we'll see how it goes. Okay, back to the story. Before running to where the teleporter lad broken. Russian, very confused now. Nikita Mladenovic gulped down some more sweet-tasting vodka. Erica played to mind. She's crazy, but likeable, and the fact she kissed the drunkard's lips messed all hostilities against her. At least she was softer than all boyfriends put together. Should I stop drinking? Nah. Meanwhile, at the fire, Dempsey and Tsubasa watched the firewood crackle. The samurai failed to notice the marine edge to her until she felt her ally's body next to her. My name is Tracy. I just remembered it now.
What? What? Oh, is that Dempsey? Because she was called Talon earlier. And I was like, what?
It suits you, Tsubasa said. And Tracy embraced the Japanese warrior and Tsubasa returned it.
Really?
The two stay in their arms until a sound calls them to break from their grip and draw pistols, only to find it was Nikita. Jesus Christ, you gave me a fucking heart attack.
Oh, bad language.
Tracy puffed. It was very dishonorable for Russians to sneak up on us, Tsubasa scolded. Nikita flipped the Japanese the bird, earning evil eyes from Tracy. Never mind you, the talk has a way out of here, but it means babysitting until she gets the teleport thingy working. Oh, rah. Finally, the super Halo geek is getting us out of here. I wonder if he is actually a super Halo geek, because his picture is the Prometheans from Halo 4, so he needs to stop, to be honest. But anyway, I wonder what horrors will face us as our journey continues, Tsubasa mused. Who cares, just as long as I get vodka, Nikita boasted. The team slept uneasy that night, Tracy especially. What was Erica hiding, along with the fact that they had a way out in the first place? It just doesn't make any damn sense. Why keep the back door a secret? She pondered. Keeping myself awake does no one any favours, so where does that thing go anyway? She wondered before falling asleep, unaware of the ghostly figure watching the four slayers with a mixture of feelings, as almost in conflict with itself. Sleep while you can, you filthy rats, for your days are numbered. Ooh, it whispered before it changed mindset. Be careful, only you can free me from her grip. It faded into the fog and left the slayers an unheeded warning yet to be realised. Author's notes. I back, and the next chapter will end the prologue arc as the team leave the Swamp of Death and uncover the secrets of the Giants. Also, the relationships will advance as the chapters go on. On a final note, please review. Say anything I need. Signs of the story is working. Flames don't affect me. I'm part napalm zombie, don't you know? So he's back. The author's back. That was posted in 2012. so we're going to read some reviews now of this, and we'll see what people are saying. Because if there's something I've noticed about fanfiction, they're almost always positive. Oi, were my fav man, my main ding-dong man, Tank Dempsey. It's spelled kraut, not crate. Gochi says, don't give up. Please review, it's amazing. You always know that you have one person reading. I like how they get breaks clever. And how they get... They new maps go to a map not made yet. That would be cool. Maps, please. Also, they should find one more person. A guy if they dow. So you're making a shipping. Yes, guys, tweet me. Tweet me the best ship, alright? You'll need to tweet me more. No one tweets me. I've had one tweet from someone once. One tweet from a fan, okay? That was the best thing ever. If you want to make me smile, you should all go tweet me right now. No one's going to tweet me now because I've said to do it. But the point is, do it, okay? On AI, do the accounts. And I'll reply to you. I reply to everyone. It's everything everyone sends me on Twitter. Or at least most things that people send me on Twitter. So we're back with what I've been watching on telly this week. Because, you know, we do that every week now. I just did it once and then I... So this week, since last time, I started watching Steins Gate. That's quite good. I like Steins Gate. I haven't watched much of it, but it's entertaining. I enjoy it. I haven't watched, like I say, no spoilers, please. If you tweet me Steins Gate spoilers, I'm blocking you, honestly. So tweet me something nice. Tweet me what the best ship is. Anyway, also, have I watched anything else this week? I've been watching Always Sunny in preparation for the new series that comes out today. New series of Always Sunny today. That's banging. That's exciting. Okay. And finally,
I watched Love Live Sunshine again. So that was interesting. I'm working through the second season again in preparation for the movie coming out next year. It's like January next year, I think. So that's all good stuff. I think that's everything I've got this week. I need a maths fact. So I'm going to agree with that. Well, we're doing that. I'm going to talk about me announcement. So I have an announcement to make at some point soon. We're going on BuzzFeed. So this hasn't been announced yet. It's not 100% confirmed, but there is a very high chance it's going to happen. I'm starting a new project. It's going to run alongside the Transicast. Transicast will not stop. It's probably not going to concern any of you. It's not zombies related. But I will be announcing it first here on the Transitcast. When this Transitcast goes up, I'll give it now and then I'll announce it on my Twitter. But it will go up first on the Transitcast because you guys are exclusive and I love you guys. Okay? You see what I do for you? I love you. Okay? You know? So please enjoy the announcement when it comes. It's going to be coming in the next couple of weeks. Next week, the week after, maybe. And it's going to be something exciting for me, something familiar, but something new at the same time. I did do a slight announcement of this fact on my Twitter. You can go read it there. Someone asked, is it duck-related? It is not duck-related. Shout-outs to Disco Duck on Twitter for that one. Okay, so that was my announcement. Because I want to tell you, but I can't. Destin is the only person who knows. And I'm going to make sure he tells no one, okay? Anyway, don't tweet him. Ask him what it is, because he won't tell you. I'll make sure he doesn't. Okay, so today's maths fact. If you write out pi to two decimal places and then mirror it, it spells out the word pi. Because 3.14, and you flip it. That's assuming you write your fours in this very specific way. But what are you gonna do? So yeah, that was the maths fact this week. It wasn't as good as the other ones. Now I did have a funny thing planned for this week. Destin's not on, so we can't laugh about it. So what's the point? It's been a long fanfiction one as well, actually, this week. Because usually it's like 30 minutes. We've gone to 40-ish minutes. We had a lot of news. We had a lot of news, and we had less memes. But what we are gonna do now is I'm gonna go over where you can find me. I'm gonna find the Transitcast. And also, we can put on some custom outro music again, because Destin's not here and he won't know. So, okay, so where you can find me? You can find me on Twitter, at SavMerc. You can find me on Twitch. I'm doing my last ever streams over the next couple of weeks on Twitch. So please tune in and say hi. I'm on Reddit, I guess. I'm on, like, everything as SavMerc. And then I'm also the Transitcast is on Twitter, Stitcher, Wooshkerb, iTunes, Spotify. Twitter is the Transitcast. Instagram, we have an Instagram page. We don't use Transitcast. We've got Reddit r/Transitcast. Come say hi to us there. We'd love to hear from you. If you have anything you want to send us, please email us at our email is transitcasttwitter@gmail.com, because that's the one we share, because I use Transitcast for my bank account. Shouldn't say that, but I do. So Destin doesn't get access to that one. So this is the joint one. So if you want to send us in anything, please send it there and we will read it on the show if you want us to. Anything you send in, by the way, any tweets you send us, we will read. Okay, I'm just saying that. I know I've been pushing a lot for tweets and that, but, you know, I need some feedback. I need feedback. I want you guys to tell me how we're doing. I want to know. Because the show can't get better unless you tell me what I should improve on. So please, let me know. But that's it. We're going to see you next week. Hopefully, Destin will be back next week and we can actually discuss some things, because I know that when the World War 2 DLC came out, and we can't talk about it because he's not here, and I haven't played it because I'm not on PS4. So, this will go out in a little bit. See you next week, guys. Bye.